spoke to Brad Thorne earlier in the week, the Reds coach with the Queensland team. They're in a semi-final this Saturday night. It's the first time in 7 years we've been in a semi. But it reminded me we haven't had an update on the $35 million proposed redevelopment of Ballymore. Remember, so we've been going about 15 weeks with this show now since Alan retired. And early in the piece, we had the tourism minister, Minister for Development, Kate Jones, on the show. And she confirmed it was to go ahead. So let's play what she told you, our listeners.
With Ballymore, you know, there was a commitment, I think, from both the federal government and the state government for a $30 million redevelopment, of which we'd both pay $15 million. The last time I was speaking to the QRU, they were saying that they had appointed an architect that was working on those designs. So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead. Okay, the Treasurer, Cameron Dick, announced a big multi-million dollar spend this week in the mini-budget. You know, we're going to be doing this and stimulating. Is Ballymore part of this shovel-ready plan? Dave Hannum's the CEO of the QRU. He's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Bruni. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Have we had... Is this a goer? Have we heard anything more since she said it was a goer?
No, mate. We've been in contact with the government. I mean, I know they've been extremely supportive to get to this point, but we're yet to get the formal sort of documentation announcement done. But Kate's been supportive, and I know Mick de Brenny has, and Grace Gray. So they've all been behind us the whole way and across the detail of where we've got to. And just for the benefit of the listeners, I just want to make sure everyone knows what's going on at Ballymore. So we've got a $30 million international standard high performance facility that'll be the home for the Queensland Reds men and women program. And we're able to work with Rugby Australia for them to make a commitment to make it the national headquarters for women's rugby and the Wallaroos, which is great, getting programs out of Sydney back to Brisbane.
That's great.
150 jobs, as we said. It's shovel-ready. It's fully costed. Designs have been done. It's ready to go. And, you know, support by the rugby community across Queensland, which is really positive. So we're hopeful that we can, you know, sort out the final paperwork in the next couple of weeks and, you know, get this iconic destination back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always been the home of rugby because $15 million, the Brisbane Lions got that for a high-performance centre. Cricket Australia got $7 million for a national cricket campus. New netball centre, which we needed, the $30 million bucks there. So everyone's
right.
Been getting some money. So hopefully between now and the election, Dave, we think we might get something for rugby.
Yeah, I'm hopeful in the next couple of weeks, Brini, we can get this sorted out. I mean, as you said, it all stacks up. It creates jobs. It's good for rugby. It supports the women's game. We've got 15,000 girls playing rugby in Queensland now. So
15,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's, mate, 5 years ago, we would have had under 2,000
yeah.
girls. And, you know, with the success of the girls at
the
Rio.
Sevens, yeah, in Rio.
Sevens and Com Games. And it's just gone from strength to strength, which is exciting stuff. So to have a high-performance facility, you know, in Brisbane at Ballymore to support the women's game as well, and for it to be the centre of Australia's development for women's rugby is just a great story for the game. And the other part just is that we've got the $15 million from the federal government, but that's got to be matched by the state.
Oh, you've already got that. It's just the state matches it, and as soon as they match it, bang, you've got the 30, and away we go.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so... Yeah, mate, hopefully the next couple of weeks we can get this sorted out and, you know, really re-energise the game and support Ballymore, which I know, mate, you've got fond memories of, Brent. You've had a few rum and cakes out there.
I have. Oh, Dave, don't go there, please. Don't go there. Dave Hannum, the CEO of the Queensland Rugby Union. Congratulations on the job you did this year. Like, the games at Suncorp have been fantastic. Yeah, of course, the team's playing well and we're excited about it, but just keeping the show on the road with rugby, it's been a really good season, mate.
It has been, mate. I've been extremely proud this year of, you know, the entire organisation and, you know, what Brad and the team have done. I know Thorny was on your program the other day.
Yep.
Culturally, he's just set the team up so well and there's a good group coming through. And, you know, for us, and Brad said it, you know, it's been about connecting back with Queenslanders, and we did a great visit last year with the Reds to Regions, and players went out and visited community members, got billeted, stayed at their house, old school style, and, you know, got to learn about who they're representing. And, you know, it's great that they're out there this weekend to try and put a great show on for all Queenslanders. And you know, have a crack at the Rebels, and hopefully all goes to plan, we get through.
Yeah, get through, we're in the final. Dave Hannum, CEO of the QRU, thanks for joining us on 4BC Breakfast.
Thanks, Breen. Cheers, mate.